Our pre-sermon song will be number 681, Just As I Am. You know, Just As I Am is normally an invitation or a response song. We normally sing it when we give the invitation for response after the sermon. But today we're going to sing it before the sermon. And if you'll notice, the lady that wrote this song, Charlotte Elliott, she was visiting with some friends in the West End of London and met an eminent minister. And while seated at supper, the minister said he hoped that she was a Christian. Well, she took offense at this and replied that she would rather not discuss that question. And he said he was sorry if he had offended her, that he always wanted to speak a word for his master, and that he had hoped that the young lady would someday become a worker for Christ. When they met again at the home of a mutual friend 3 weeks later, Ms. Elliott told the minister that ever since he had spoken to her, she had been trying to find her Savior, and that she now wished him to tell her how to come to Christ. "Just come to him as you are," he told her. This she did and went away rejoicing. And shortly afterwards, she wrote this friend. Her brother, who was a minister, said, "In the course of a long ministry, I hope I've been permitted to see some of the fruit of my labor, but I feel that far more has been done by a single hymn of my sister's." You know, this song is very popular in a lot of people have recorded it. You know, Glenn Campbell sang a song that says, called 10,000 Charms in the Arms of My Dear Savior, There Are 10,000 Charms. But one verse of that goes, "Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requires is to feel your need of him." He wants to feel our need of him. He wants us to come to him just as we are. I come to him gap-toothed, bald-headed fat man with a wart on my finger and a mole on my head. That's just as I am. We come to him, warts, moles, and all, just as we are, with our character defects, our shortcomings, our sins. We come to him just as we are. Let not conscience make you linger, nor a fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requires is to feel your need of him. So we want to sing this song to come to him as we are, come to his word as Kelly presents the word. And of course, Kelly will line out what the command of the gospel is to come and believe and hear and confess and repent and be baptized. That's how we come to him. But I want to have a little teaching moment here. You know, we sang on When I Surveyed the Wondrous Cross, the shape notes, while ago, didn't we? Shape note singing is old. Does anybody remember the musical back in the 60s called The Sound of Music? Anybody remember that with Julie Andrews, Christopher Plummer? She left the convent and became a governess for a rich man. They later got married, but she taught the children the do-re-mi. She taught them how to sing. Do you remember the song that she used to teach the do-re-mi? Do a deer, a female deer, rain a drop of golden sun, me a name I call myself, far a long way to run, so a needle pulling thread, la a note to follow, so tea a drink with jam and bread, and that brings us back to God. So this is not a new thing, is it? Shape note singing. But as we learn to sing these shape notes, we learn to sight read music. Now we're going to sing the shape notes to Just As I Am. It's a familiar song, so I believe we'll have a lot of fun doing this. But first, let's sing our scale. Okay, starting with Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La. So let's It's 681. And it's on the projector there, so let's sing the notes to Just As I Am. Mi sol fa sol mi do re mi.